In his new book, The Great American Health Hoax, The Surprising Truth About How Modern Medicine Keeps You Sick. And I want to welcome Raymond Francis to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for the invitation to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. How medicine keeps you sick? I mean, most of us think that medicine is what keeps us well, and I know exactly what you're saying. You're basically saying that by the time you get sick, medicine just covers up how you got sick and the reason that you're sick, and it takes care of the symptoms but not the underlying effects of what got you sick. But isn't that, though, what a doctor should do? I mean, we are all healthy until we're sick, right? And then we have to fix it. You're basically talking prevention, how you cannot get sick in the first place so you don't need to go there?
Exactly.
Okay.
You should not get sick in the first place. And by the time you get sick and go to the doctor, you've been sick for a long time. Mm. You just don't realize it. It's finally got to the point where you now realize it and you go to the doctor. But the doctor doesn't make you well. The doctor doesn't restore your health. The doctor just helps you to cope with the symptoms. So we manage your high blood pressure. We manage your blood sugar. We manage your arthritis pain. We manage your cholesterol. And that doesn't solve the problem. The problem, you know, we tell people, be healthy.
Right.
The problem is people don't know how to do that. I didn't know how to do that. And here I am, a highly trained scientist. I didn't know how to do that. I love old cars, and I go to car shows. You'll see a car show. You know, go there. You'll see a car that's 100 years old, some of them over 100 years old.
Yeah.
They look like new. They run like new. Why? Because somebody has maintained them. There's no difference in the human body. The human body will look like new and run like new at 100 years old if you maintain it. We don't know how to do that. You know, go out onto the street, ask the average person, how do you maintain a car?
Mm-hmm.
Well, most people will tell you, well, we'll change the oil every 3,000 miles, you know, transmission fluid at 60,000 miles, rotate the tires. They can tell you things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, take that same person and ask them, how do you maintain a human body? And it's going to be like, duh.
Yeah.
We don't know. So that's why I wrote The Great American Health Hoax. It has a maintenance list in there, just like a maintenance list for your car. This is what you need to do to keep the human body in good condition. Now, with a car, you have to replace parts. You know, you have to replace the brakes when they wear out. With the human body is a self-repairing system. All you have to do is keep the repair mode functioning properly, and the body will self-repair and keep you young. For example, there's no reason why anybody needs a hip replacement. I mean, unless you've been in an accident or something, you don't need a hip replacement. The hip is designed to last for a lifetime if you keep it in good repair.
Mm.
So the reason why you need it replaced is because you haven't kept it in good repair. You've now got huge repair deficits, and nobody has ever told you how to keep it in good repair. And it's all in The Great American Health Hoax.
Does all of this come down to money? I recently interviewed Dr. David Agus, who is a CBS news person, and he's often around talking about things. And he said that, you know, in prevention, paying for prevention is often not great for the insurance companies because they might pay for prevention of this, and then you might not stay with them that long, or you might not need it because you're younger. So the things that we're talking about, prevention, understanding, taking care of yourself, learning these things, does it all come down to that is not where the dollars are, that the dollars are in the medicine, the dollars are in keeping you, you know, medicated because
unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
A lot of it is a belief system. We have a belief system that is wrong, fundamentally wrong, and that's why medicine has very little basis in science, and that's why it doesn't work for the most part. But, yeah, the rest of it comes down to money. We have this huge $4 trillion disease industry, and that industry is totally dependent on millions of people getting sick, but very importantly, staying sick. And so the whole industry is geared toward not preventing disease, not reversing disease, but managing disease.
Yeah.
So what we really have is not a healthcare system. We have a disease maintenance system.
Mm. That's a good point. You know, most people that work in the industry are there to help people. We just heard some, you know, people on air, wonderful show, wonderful people talking about how they love being in the healthcare industry, how they love helping other people.
Sure.
And I recently had a discussion with someone who writes for the New York Times, and she said at a party I was at, and I said, it is all about money, because if we found a cure for cancer, that would take away a lot of money. She said, no, there's no doctor that would not want a cure for cancer. And I think that's true. I think that people that work in the industry want to make it good. They want to make it good for the people. The doctors want to cure things. Are they blinded, in your opinion, by the money and by the bigger business, the insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies?
Definitely a combination of things. You know, why do people become doctors?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
to help
most
people.
Of them do it because they want to help the sick. They want to relieve suffering. They want to relieve people of pain. They want to do good. Then the problem is they make a huge mistake and they go to medical school.
Mm.
And in medical school, they teach you 85% of what they teach you in medical school is unscientific nonsense. And then you go out and you practice this unscientific nonsense and you create mayhem and make more people sick and keep them sick. And then you're stuck in a system where you can't change because the definition of malpractice is doing something that is not standard practice.
Mm.
So here you are doing standard practice, which is basically nonsense and not working and hurting people. And if you change, it's malpractice and you can lose your license.
Right.
So the doctor is stuck. You know,
they're
between the devil and deep blue sea on that one.
But we are not stuck because we can read your book and you do make it very simple. In fact, you have a chapter saying that, making health simple. You're basically saying that so much of this is up to you. So
yeah.
We really don't need that intervention. And when we get to a point, look, let's be honest, if we break a bone or we do something, we need doctors and they are our friend when we need them. There's no question.
It's state of the art. You know,
yeah, absolutely. We are lucky. Yeah.
State of the art.
Absolutely.
You know, emergency care is state of the art.
Yeah.
But when you step over the line into chronic disease, into the cancer and the heart disease and the diabetes, it's nonsense.
Can you reverse it once you get there? Now, reading your book, you know, if we follow these steps, you know, basic things that we constantly now hear about a lot, which is good. You know, prevention, staying away from bad things like sugar, making sure we exercise, drinking enough water, you know, eating the right things, staying away from toxic foods. These things are all talked about a lot, and that's really good. And reading your book, you certainly reinforce all that.
Absolutely.
Once we get to a bad, so we can keep our bodies healthy and live to 100. If we follow good, healthy rules.
Well over 100.
Yes,
because
the
body, you know, the beauty is that the body is a self-repairing system.
Mm-hmm.
And at any point in time, if you shift the body back into repair mode, it will start to repair. I mean, I almost died at age 48.
Wow.
My death was a medical certainty at age 48 because my liver was dead. I have completely rebuilt my liver.
Wow.
I have completely rebuilt my arteries. I now have the arteries of a 22-year-old. I am 78 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I have the arteries of a 22-year-old. My goal is to have the arteries of a teenager within the next several years.
Wow. So you're living proof that this can work. And this is done by taking really good care of yourself and doing the things that you talk about in this book, right?
It's done by doing the maintenance items that's in The Great American Health Hoax. Just go to the chapter on the maintenance items. Follow the maintenance. Just like follow the maintenance items, you know, list on your car.
Right,
and you keep the car running, you know. You can keep yourself running the same way.
It's that simple. We don't think it's that simple. We think it's a big mystery and we trust others. What I hear you saying is trust yourself and, more important, trust your body. That your body is a wonderful machine, that if we treat it right, it'll treat us right, right?
Exactly. And what I've done in this book is I've taken all the mystery out of disease.
Mm-hmm.
I've cut through the confusion and I've made it so simple that we teach this to 10-year-olds.
Yeah. Yeah, well, 10-year-olds probably learn it a little better, and that's probably...
They do.
they do. I bet they do. They have not been told so many other things.
Uh-huh.
And that's probably the time to teach all of us. So it's a good thing. This is a wonderful book. And I, regardless of what anybody feels about the medical system in general, this is a wonderful book for taking care of yourself and hopefully never needing the medical system in general as we age. And of course, that's what all of us do. The book is The Great American Health Hoax. Raymond Francis, thank you so much for joining us. Terrific book. Thank you for sharing it with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity. You're a wonderful host.
Well,
and you're doing such a great job for your listeners.
So are you. And thank you for sharing this with us. It is wonderful. Everybody, it's on Shannon's Corner. Just go there, shannonscorner.com, and there's a link to the book and everything you need to know. Again, it's The Great American Health Hoax. We're going to take a break. Stay where you are and join us, and we come back.